Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.
Okay. Anyone who's on the video services.
Yes.
I will be ending those. Thank you, X, for your participation this evening.
How many people viewed us on X?
I have no idea. I don't even know how to know that.
It says live 42 views.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm shutting it down. Shutting it down.
Goodbye. Yeah, it says 42 views.
Oh, it does. It says it right there.
Live 42 views.
Well, that's more than YouTube.
Yeah, but I don't know how they can, like, I don't know what the rule is. Like, does it have to be on your screen for a second or for 5 seconds or 6 seconds to be counted as a view? I feel like it's a... Oh, look, I'm looking at your X thing here. It's the guest bathroom. I recognize that UV light aimed at the toilet. That's the guest bathroom.
It is, yeah.
Oh, look, April 12th, there's a picture of two devastatingly handsome gentlemen with you at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a bunch of Pride 48 stuff. Wow, you really don't post much on X.
Too devastating. You should have stopped there.
Have you been following any of your idol Elon Musk's comments about his trans daughter?
I'm not a fan of Elon Musk. What?
Elon Musk.
No, I have not. But I have not. But I don't understand the my idol part, because I've never mentioned that I like Elon Musk. Like.
Because you make fun of me from leaving X or leaving Twitter.
X has nothing to do with Elon Musk in my mind.
It has everything to do with you. Anyway, the point is, Elon Musk went on this stupid fucking tirade about his trans daughter where he was like, I had a son and he was killed by the woke mind virus. And, you know, he was forced, you know, to kill himself and become, you know, this trans person who's still... Anyway, he was just being awful about his trans daughter, who, by the way, is now 20. So on the... this was early... So Elon had appeared on the Jordan Peterson podcast and made a series of claims about his daughter, including that he was tricked into letting her receive gender-affirming care at 16 and that she had figuratively been killed by the woke mind virus, blah, 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 blah. And then he continued on X after that, and he was like, he dead-named his daughter and said, was born gay and slightly autistic, two attributes that contribute to gender dysphoria. I knew that from when he was about 4 years old, and he would pick out clothes for me to wear, like a jacket, and tell me that it was fabulous, as well as his love of musicals and theater, but he was not a girl. So anyway, his trans daughter, Vivian, is now 20 years old, and she's quite the little, she's quite the little writer here. She wrote on, you know, on X, she rebutted to that. She's like, on Elon's claim that she would pick out his clothes and call them fabulous, she said, literally none of this ever happened, ever. I don't even know where he got this from. My best guess is that he went to the Milo Yiannopoulos School of Gay Stereotypes, just picked some at random and said, eh, good enough. In a last-ditch attempt to garner sympathy points when he is so obviously in the wrong, even in his own fucking story. I did not have a love of musicals and theaters when I was 4 because, you know, I was fucking 4. My earliest real experience with musicals was when my twin brother had a Hamilton phase in 8th and 9th grade and overplayed it so much in the car to the point where for a long time I swore off the entire genre. This entire thing is completely made up, and there's a reason for this. He doesn't know what I was like as a child because he quite simply wasn't there. And in the little time that he was, I was relentlessly harassed for my femininity and queerness. Obviously, he can't say that, so I've been reduced to happy little stereo fagging along to use at his discretion. I think that says a lot about how his view, how he views queer people and children in general. And it's just like, girl! That's being read.
Must have been hard being his daughter.
So apparently he has.
Or if he was never around.
Then. Yeah, he has impregnated numerous women. But he doesn't ever marry them or live with them or whatever. He like gives them money to raise their child, and he occasionally sees it. Like he doesn't. He has this belief that geniuses like him. It is their duty to procreate as much as possible to save the planet in the future. And so he has like all these sex buddies, and some of them he has kids with, and then he pays for them to take care of the kids and stuff like that. But yeah, he's just a...
That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to seed the world with my brilliant seed, but didn't realize it wasn't really going to do any good because...
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what I was doing when I was younger.
Why did you choose that green? It hurts my eyes to look at it.
What green? Who? Oh.
On the text message sheet.
That's a green. It means done.
No, green means go. Green means read it.
No, white means read it because that's the color it is default.
All right, so I have a Chrome group. Do you use groups?
No.
So I have a Chrome group called The Mix. And so during the week, if I read an article or see a website or something that I know I want to talk about, I just slide it into that group, and it's and that group persists, right? So like I can minimize the group so that it's not looking at me, or I can expand it and it'll give me all the tabs that I've saved under the group. Oh. The point is it's a good place for me to clip. So instead of me like trying to bookmark stuff and then remember what it was, I just shove it all into...
I do now. I now use groups.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Now.
So one of the tabs, like the first tab in the Mix group is the Trello board, and the second tab is the text message. And so like as I'm going through the tabs, it's just that green just like jumps out at me. It's just like it hurts my face. It hurts my face bones.
Oh, I forgot to... Well, Auntie Scott is here. I can just talk about... Should I save my comments about the show that you did with him for a recorded show?
If Auntie Scott is listening, then you can talk about it. Otherwise,
we should... Or should I say them now?
I don't know. You know, because she doesn't listen to our recorded shows. So really, it has to... She... You know what?
I think he prefers he.
As a gay man, I assert
pronouns for people.
As a gay man, I assert my privilege to call any other gay man girl. I can girl. What's her problem?
I think his like, pronouns are he.
I get that. But I also feel that gay men have a playful tone amongst friends where they will swap gender terms.
You know, it's funny. I don't think you ever refer to me as she.
I don't. And when I say she, meaning talking about Auntie Scott, it is done with love. It's done as a slight, a teasing or whatever. But Auntie Vera Charles is a female character.
I know. Watching Charlie Chan right now.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Totally.
Like, there is no... I mean, we have said his name so many times.
Beetlejuice. No Beetlejuice. Response. Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Another one is... Is it Candyman? That if you say that enough times,
God, don't say that. That's scary. No, he said he was in a bad mood earlier. So yeah, it may be a blessing that he's not here. So
I see.
I think maybe I don't know. I don't know how he feels. I'm hoping that he feels more hopeful now that Kamala.
So if you add a site to a group. Can you also have that site outside of that group, or anytime you pull up that site, will it be in that group?
No. You can pull up that site.
Like,
again.
For instance, yes. If I want to say, okay, every time that I do mix minus,
yes,
I want to load the mix minus group. And maybe that has my email and whatever. But I also may, when the mix minus group is closed, I may also want to pull up my email outside of.
No, it will not go. When you open Gmail, it's going to open a new instance of Gmail. It's the, or whatever you're going to. No, it's not going to go, oh, this already exists in the tab. No, it'll let you open Gmail. Just like you can go to two tabs now and open Gmail twice. Like that's never been a thing in Chrome. It's never like sent you back to another tab.
So what I could do, I wonder if I could do link directly to the mix minus label.
Yeah, if you, however you have it set, you can just, it'll save the state of that site. So it's like, if you're looking at the Gmail and you have it filtered by that label on that instance, on that tab, it will save the state of that tab when you close Chrome or whatever. You just go back to that. Now, when you did the thing, did you see at the top there's a toggle that says save group?
Yeah, well, I created a new group.
Right, but just, no, but inside, like if you right click on the name of your group, like your group is a colored pill.
I have
make sure that that's turned on. Otherwise, it's just a temporary group. But if you click on save, then it persists through you closing, you know. And when you click on a name, it'll compress all of those tabs back to you. And if you click on hide, like if you right click on it and then click on hide group, it takes it away. But if you go to a brand new page, you can see it down on your speed bar.
Oh, you can't close a group?
No, you can just hide it and then it takes it. It puts it down on that speed bar.
Oh, I don't know where the speed bar is of which you're. I hit it, and now I don't see the speed bar. But I was able to right click just on the top, and it gave me an option to reopen hidden group or something like that. So it may be slightly different because I'm on a Mac.
It could be.
So it might be slightly different.
And I think when they're saved, I think they're saved between browsing sessions. So like if you go to another machine, but you're logged in on your same Gmail, you know, your same Google account, you'll have those same groups. Like they should, as long as it's Chrome to Chrome, like as long as you're logging into Chrome somewhere else, it should be sharing those.
I want to try, not that we use sound effects. So I was thinking, so this is how my brain got there. I was thinking, the more you know. Because, you know, you just gave a helpful tip, right?
Yes, and, I'm sorry. I was drinking a beverage. Yes.
Then I was thinking, that's probably a sound effect I could download somewhere. And then my brain thought, there is now a new open source audio model that will generate sound effects and also can be used for like stingers and bumpers with no.
Oh, really?
Like,
what is that?
Yeah. But I don't remember. I saw a YouTube video about it, but it was recently released. Audio open source. Audio.
Oh, that's cool.
Sound effects. What? You found it?
I'm reading. So I'm a Suno subscriber, so I'm reading what's new at Suno, and one of the things, the top one that I see in there is that you can now separate the vocals and instruments from songs, which gives you more control over how to use Suno. So like when you create the songs, you can click on get stems and then you can take out the vocals. So if you felt like the vocals were too overproduced, but you like the song overall, you could just take out the vocals and then have the song overall, which is kind of cool. But I didn't see the sound effects thing there. Let's see. Let's do some Googling here. AI sound.
I'm looking. I know what. Generate. I know what YouTuber I saw it on his channel. So I could probably find the video and then. And then in his notes, he may give links to the source. History. I know I watched it today, I think, this morning. I don't see it.
is it? Was it free?
It's open source.
Soundverse, AudioGen, AI sound effect, something it's cut off. Sound effect generator.
There's the, it's a sound effect. Oh, I know. It's stable. It's stability AI. Stable audio open. Stable.
Create music with AI. Generate 3 minutes. Things like that. Yes, I'll accept your cookies.
What try is stable audio? How?
Oops, something went wrong.
Our stable audio model weights are available on Hugging Face. You found it, Stability AI.
I visited the website. I went to stableaudio.com. Is that it?
No, it's...
What's it called?
Stability? It's Stability AI.
Stability AI. Let's just Google that. Okay, yes, I found that search. Yes.
It's called Stable Audio Open, and they have an article from June 5th that says, Introducing Stable Audio Open, an open source model for audio samples and sound design.
Yes. Okay. And it's available.
And then that has a Hugging Face link.
Okay. Stable Audio Open.
But now I can't find where.
Oh, but you have to build it yourself. So it's that you can download the
code.
They
don't have a where you can use it.
I'm not seeing a link. Stable. I'm seeing Stable Audio 2.0.
Audio Open.
And then Stable Audio Open.
You need to agree to share your contact information to use it. Well, I'm Adam.
I'm Adam. Good night, Kathy Marshall, wherever you are. Oh, Crone. Hello, Crone. Yeah, I haven't.
I'm in the U.S.
I don't know where. Kathy Marshall no. is. I don't know where Cyclation.
Pride 48.
Pride 48.
Usage. Oh. I can't use it in the... I know I saw the guy using it in Hugging Face.
So, we had...
It's not letting me do it on the web. It wants me to like okay. do it in on my. Go ahead. I'm going to watch it again because I could have sworn he was doing it in his browser, but maybe he downloaded it. Maybe he had one of those. He downloaded it and then he had like Olama. It's open source. I don't know what they call it, but you can use different language models. You run it in the terminal and you can download language models and it will load them and then you can locally.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a word for it, but I don't know. It's not a model, although they do have models, but it's like a.
I'm a model.
An application that runs models or uses whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll give the notes. I know he's not here, but I'll go ahead and give the notes.
All right. He's never going to hear this. He will never, no. ever hear that. By the way, are we still on YouTube? We're not on YouTube?
We are not on YouTube.
So I need to make this not public, unlisted, saved.
I lost my notes. Nope.
You did not.
So he says, I'm a dick. So Adam is a dick when he makes fun of Daniel for not knowing culinary stuff, such as how to make blue cheese dressing.
Yes.
And I would like to respond to that by saying, I don't think that makes me a dick, because there are so many things that you, Daniel, are smart about that I feel like there are a couple of topics that I know more about than you. And I feel like it's only my right to kind of relish that a little bit, that there's something that I know more than you do because you're so smart. So I just feel like that does not make me a dick. Yeah. I don't know.
If, I mean, it was his opinion. It was his opinion. I didn't say that you were a dick, so it's like it's his
That's
opinion.
True. I'm trying to change. Maybe I should save these until he's listening. Although, yeah, I feel like, when is he ever listening?
He's at the beginning of the show.
I only have two.
I mean, we are going to one. We are going to be at his place.
Sue me, like, pull out my notes yes. when we get there. So, Andy Scott. Oh no,
it should be hard printed. It should be absolutely like. And he used to print his schedules. He used to print his outlines for Vera Speaks on the back of used paper. So the paper like had writing. Oh, he's here. He had writing on the other side. So, Andy Scott, Adam was offering some observations of our show that you and I did together, filling in for him. Now, he was only able to listen to the first 20 minutes of the show. Is that correct, Adam? You've not listened.
20 or 30 minutes. I don't know. It was not the whole show, because I forgot until like half an hour before we were starting to So that's all I could do, because I had a deadline.
So his first observation was is that you said that he was a dick for making fun of me about not knowing how to make blue cheese dressing. Adam feels that no, he's not a dick.
Yeah, I feel that there are only a couple of topics of which I know more than Daniel does. And so
I think there's many topics.
I feel like, you know, or at least Daniel portrays himself as being a very intelligent person.
I do. I play that role.
And when I have something that I know more about, I'm kind of proud of that fact. Like, oh, I know more than Daniel about this. And so then I like to kind of, you know.
I mean, you have a bigger dick than me, so you can.
I don't think it makes me a dick. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen your dick.
I think so. I think you and Maddie saw it like a long time ago. Anyway, go ahead. What's the next observation? I'm happy to provide you with the photo.
It's all right. I don't know. I feel weird. Like I don't know. You're like a brother or something. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Mom. Okay. So I only have two. The second one is,
you've only heard a third of the show. So.
Mom reading note.
Yes.
So you asked Auntie Scott how he came out.
Yes.
And he said that his boyfriend at the time wrote some note.
Ricky. Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
And that his mom found the note.
Yes.
That is so similar to what happened to me, except that I was working at a bank and I was bored. And I had an online boyfriend at the time. My very first boyfriend was an online. I've never met this person. Mm-hmm. But I was bored at work, and I was just doodling on a page. I love John. I love John. I love John.
Yeah.
Right? And that piece of paper just ended up like on a stack of papers or something. I don't know what it was. And my mom was helping me pack for college. And she found the note that said, I love John, I love, you know, little hearts or whatever. So very similar.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the difference between Andy Scott and I is the first thing that I said was, I was molested. But other than that.
Yeah.
The same.
Other than that.
The same.
Other than the molestation.
Our moms found
other than the child abuse. Pretty much the same.
Well, I mean, I used it as an excuse. Like, well, I, you know.
So I tried, because we're going boating on Sunday.
Yeah, you and your bros. Your what was my that?
Boys.
Your buds?
Yeah, my boys.
Your boys.
Yeah.
Your boys.
Me and my boy is gonna go boating on Sunday.
Your posse.
Anyway, I called that same place that I had tried to arrange for you.
With the Mormons? Oh no, the Mormons were where we ended up going. So it's the it's the first place.
Yeah, the first
where it's
place.
Always too windy.
Well, no, this time they didn't call me back.
It's gonna be too windy.
It's like I called them today, like before noon. I called them and they're open until like 6 o'clock in the evening. So it's like I called them like before noon and I got their machine and left a message. I'm like, "Hi, Daniel, I'm interested in renting, you know, pontoon boat on Sunday if they're available. I've never done it
He's
before.
Like,
so,
sir, it's probably going to be windy. On
I need to
Sunday.
Know. I don't know what times and, you know, and availability and stuff. So call me back. And here's my number." They never called me back. And so I'm just like, well, fuck it. It's like, so I've already like put us into lunch over at the Contemporary and we're just going to go to the same place that you and I rented the boat. We're going to go rent that same
Watch
slow
out for those
moving,
boat police. Those boat
slow
cops.
Moving police. They'll probably come over to and ask and say, where's your shady friend? And I see.
Me?
I see, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were the one they were watching.
Well, they were,
yeah.
Even when I wasn't driving, they were giving me the evil eye, those guys.
So in the state of Florida, you are required to have a boating license if you were born after January 1st, 1988. So if you were born before January 1st, 1988.
I'm good.
You are.
I do not need a boating license. I can just do whatever the hell I want to do.
Absolutely. There's no license required in the state of Florida.
That's weird.
Darwin.
Why?
Darwin, however, was born after January 1st, 1988. So Darwin cannot drive the boat. Whatever boat we rent. He's not allowed to drive it unless he has a boating license.
Oh, Mark would be right on the cusp. What's the date? Mark was born in 85.
Of 88.
Okay. Mark was born in 85, so we're okay. Yeah.
Whoo!
Yeah, he'll be 40 next year.
I mean, if you guys, you know, come, well, Mark's never been here, but if you come back and Mark comes here for the first
time. He's never been to your house. We've seen you in Florida.
No, I know. But it's like, if he comes back down, we'll go rent, I don't know, we'll find another boat.
I don't know if he has any interest in driving a boat. He'd probably be like, hee-hee.
I called my sister. I'm like, hey, is anybody going to be at the lake this weekend? Because if so, I was just going to, you know, pop over there and take the boat out. And then we wouldn't have to rent a boat. We'll just go take that boat out. And I guess they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, is it okay if I go take the boat out? And it's like, oh, there's a problem with the winch. That's, you know, the thing that lifts it up in the boathouse and everything.
Yeah.
There's a problem with the winch. The winch.
The winch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't. Like, oh, okay. Mark doesn't like me. Oh, Auntie that, Scott says Mark
that's
doesn't
not,
like me.
That's not true. Mark just has this, he has.
I feel like over the past decade, Mark has gone from not knowing who the fuck I was to probably not liking me to tolerating me to, I feel like now he would be like, yeah, all right, he's fine. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, he's all right.
he likes you. He just is weird. He's weird about friends. Like he still, he calls all of my friends.
Right.
But it's weird because they're our friends. I mean, it's not like you're acquaintances with him now, but I mean, that's just what he, although to be fair, I kind of call the Filipino group his friends.
You do.
So
specifically call them the Filipino group.
I don't dislike them. I mean, they're all fine. He doesn't, I think he and I need to, well, I was going to say, I'm going to volunteer for the Democratic Party.
I think that's a great idea. I think you could also donate some money.
We might make friends at some, because he said, if you volunteer, I'll volunteer. So we might make some Democratic friends.
You are
nearby.
A project owner, project manager.
I'm a product manager.
Product manager.
Yeah, I'm a product manager. Yeah, a technical product, but it doesn't matter.
Why did the product manager bring a ladder to the meeting?
Why?
Because they heard the roadmap had some high-level objectives.
I hate roadmaps. Constantly having to update.
Roadmaps. I had it write me one for
what's your roadmap.
I had it write me one for a joke that only. That was it. The prompt for that joke was, what is a joke that only a product manager would laugh at? And earlier, though, in pre-show, before you had arrived, I had asked it, write me a joke that only a professional voice actor would laugh at, which I thought was pretty good. But Auntie Scott didn't like it. But it was, why did the voice actor bring a pencil to the recording studio?
I don't know.
In case they had to draw out their vowels. Hold on, let's get more personal here. It's like, what is a joke that only a trumpet player would laugh at?
Oh, there are a lot of those. I mean, those exist.
Why did the trumpet player cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the high C. I don't.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay. I get it, but it's not funny.
How do you know when a trumpet player is at your door?
I don't know.
They can't find the right key and they don't know when to come in.
That's a generic
shave.
That's one of those generic. I play an instrument and I'm telling a joke about someone else that plays some other instrument. You could literally say that about any.
Why did the trumpet player bring a pencil to rehearsal?
So he could draw out his notes. Why?
In case they needed to draw a breath.
These are not very good.
I should have asked it for a good joke then. Why did the trumpet player bring a pencil to the hearth? Wait, you just told me that one.
Yeah. There's a cute trumpet player I've been watching on YouTube recently. I don't know why or when they started recommending him to me, but he's attractive and young. He's actually not the best trumpet player in the world. I mean, he's not bad, but nothing that really impressed me. But he's cute, so I'm still watching him.
Where
he's kind of funny.
Is this at church?
No, on YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube. Oh, you know what? I never told you about Chad. Oh, yeah, I did. Chad moved down here.
Well, you said he's doing.
Yeah, he no longer has red hair. He gave up on the whole red hair shtick. Do you listen to the Crookshanks?
Nope.
Do you think you would have an interest in listening to the Crookshanks?
I don't know what the Crookshanks is, so you would have to explain to me. Is it some TikTok thing?
No.
Uh-oh, it went down the wrong pipe.
Do you remember Fred? Hi, it's Fred.
Okay, I know who that is, and he later, stopped doing that. And
yes.
I don't know what else.
That is Lucas Crookshank.
Okay.
He had a show on Nickelodeon called, Marvin the Martian, and he... Anyway. He came out when he was 18 or 19. And he's continued to make YouTube videos throughout the years. And, several years ago, his younger brother, Jacob, also came out, also has a YouTube channel, But Jacob has like a speech impediment where he kind of almost sounds like a deaf person talking, like he has problems forming some consonants. Anyway, but lately, I would say over the last year or so, they just make videos together, and it's just them going on, you know, we went to the cheapest motel in Las Vegas, or we went to the most haunted hotel here, or we ate at the most expensive, you know, we went into Red Lobster to try to eat all we could eat. And it's really, it's just two brothers, like, making stupid brother jokes, and but it's fun to watch. I mean, it's like, it's absurd, and the jokes are horrible, but it's like they are, you know what I'm saying? They're like brothers. They clearly love each other, get along with each other. And, you know, I guess they were doing a podcast and then they just stopped.
Oh, it's Lucas and Jacob, the bro show.
Yeah. They just brought that back. Like they just posted the bro show 2.0 the other day.
Okay.
And, here, I'll play you a little bit.
So you're just recommending it.
I'm just wondering if you think you would. I don't know if you would even like that. I don't know that you would like the absurd humor or any of that.
Normally what I watch is like cooking stuff. I watch a little bit of political. I don't watch much comedy. I watch the guy who Johnny, what's his name? Harris, who does like documentary or like country political, like news reporting type stuff.
Here's a little sampling of the bro show.
It's the bro show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
We're back. For some reason, this feels so weird. Like, we film videos all the time, but I'm, like, scared right now. I feel like I'm on stage. I don't know why.
There is so many cameras. There's three cameras, an audio device.
Why are tears forming in my eyes? Is my face red?
No, your face isn't red.
I'm going through a panic.
They're sitting on a couch.
You're saying one of them has like a weird speech impediment or something?
Yeah, you didn't hear
it. I heard it, but yeah.
That's Jacob.
But he's not touched.
No, he's...
Or anything.
No, he just has a speech impediment.
He's not, okay.
No, he's not stupid or anything. He's not... that's horrible to say. He is not mentally challenged. I don't know what the appropriate term is nowadays, but no, he's fine. He just has a problem speaking. Anyway, they decorated their studio by putting...
He sounds like a voice that Auntie Scott would come up with.
Like Conscience?
Yeah.
Like the original Conscience. But they're sitting... Their wall that they're sitting from is a yellow wall, but then you realize after you look at it, it's those 8x11 sized post-it notes. They've just wallpapered the wall with these yellow post-it notes to make it a yellow wall. And then from the side shots, you can see that the other two walls are covered in bubble wrap.
Okay. And this is the kind of thing that you, a very smart intellectual
I like to watch. You know what? Sometimes I just like to hear people talk, and my brother and I got along, and, you know, so it reminds me a lot of just conversations with they go on just tangents. They just go on silly little tangents. I don't know. Auntie Scott watches them. He hasn't said that he hates them. So, I'm going to assume.
He says Jacob's voice is absurd.
It is, but, you know, you can't help it. That's his voice, but they're super nice. Or they seem like they're super nice. I don't know. Maybe they're dicks in person. We should probably, you know.
Maybe it depends. Do they make fun of their friends for not being able to make blue cheese dressing? If they do that, then they're definitely dicks.
They're dicks, yeah.
Because apparently that is a dick thing to do.
They seem like they're pretty nice. It's like, I should probably...
I mean, who would want to make blue cheese dressing anyway?
I should probably follow through on my New Year's resolution where I was going to invite guests on the show.
I will tell you a little life hack, though, cooking.
Yeah, what?
This will not help you at all.
It will not help me.
But if you want to, if you are trying to count calories.
Yes.
But you want to make something with kind of a creamy, like a cream sauce sort of thing. Or like you want to, something where you would normally use heavy cream.
Yes.
You can use half and half.
Yes.
And it's lower calorie, but gives you a similar mouthfeel.
That
would not help you because will just chug heavy cream.
Yeah, heavy cream is like a staple.
You just take heavy cream and like just tip the thing back and like drink it.
That is a staple of keto. Yes, heavy cream is a staple food.
Yeah.
This is true. There's a half gallon of heavy cream in my refrigerator right now.
What do you do with it?
Because
generally heavy cream is either going into sauces, which use for like pasta, generally.
No, you don't have to.
Or, I mean, you can put a sauce over.
So like one of the things that I use the heavy cream for, like obviously for like quiche and stuff, like you do a crustless quiche, so you've got heavy cream and eggs and stuff like that. That's, you know, a big use of heavy cream. The other use of heavy cream that I do is I make this Tuscan chicken dish. So it's after you've cooked the chicken, you take the chicken out and then you put in the garlic and the onion and then the oil and then you put in the heavy cream and then the Parmesan and stuff. So you're making a cream sauce.
So you make a pan sauce kind of.
And then you put spinach. Cream. You put like, you know, 2 cups of spinach on top of it and then you put the chicken back in. So instead of pasta, it's spinach that you're putting the wilted spinach, you know, incorporated into the, anyway, you get what I'm saying. Yes. that is another use of heavy cream. Coffee in the morning, heavy cream in the morning, in the evening, ain't we got heavy cream?
Well, there you go. Also, I found, I may have said this before, but both heavy cream and half last much longer than regular milk.
Yes, they do.
Regular milk spoils. You look at regular milk wrong,
yeah,
and it spoils.
Yeah.
Heavy cream and half last weeks.
Right. That's because I think that has to do with the process that the milk goes through in order to take the fat out of it. Right. Because milk coming from the cow has fat in it. Like that's like heavy cream is like pretty close to what comes out of the cow. Right. And then they have to filter that in order to get, you know, half and half and just 2% milk. Wow. Whole milk or whatever.
I don't know, but all I know is half and heavy cream last a lot longer in the refrigerator.
They do. And not even in refrigerator. Like I used to, when it was cold and I used to work in an office and the office was freezing cold, I would drink tea and I like cream in my tea. So I would buy those half and half little individual cup half and half things in the case and you didn't have to refrigerate them. You could just keep them in your desk. So.
Oh, yeah. But I think those are like fake or something.
I don't care. I don't care. They're
those aren't really, dairy. They're like non-dairy whatever. It's like that non-dairy creamer. So I don't think it's the same thing.
It's delicious. I love non-dairy creamer.
Delicious.
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 I love non-dairy. Another big keto, you know, big keto dessert. Cheesecake. So cream cheese.
Yeah.
What is it?
Eggs.
Cream cheese, eggs.
And I guess you have to put like Splenda or something.
Yep. Splenda.
Or stevia or something like that.
Monk fruit. Yeah. Any of the erythritol.
Yeah. That's pretty much vanilla. That's pretty much it. Eggs, cream cheese, vanilla, sugar of some sort.
Sugar is the thing that gives it the carbs and the crust. But but if we use almonds, if we use almond crust, if we do a butter and almond crust. Instead of graham crust, then it's just good in my mind. You know what I'm having a hard time with lately are hamburgers.
What do you mean having a hard time? Like you don't like them anymore? Or
no, I'm just not able to get the taste profile that I want. Like I want the crispiness of a smash burger, like on the outside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that crunchy, salty kind of taste, you know, that texture.
Uh-huh.
But I want the inside of the burger to be, you know, rare. I want it to be not mush, but I want it to be, you know, juicy and flavorful, not like a smash burger, which is like a cooked piece of leather. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I've been trying to adjust like the cooking temperatures. Like, do I cook it hotter for a less period of time?
Yeah, you need hotter.
For a less period of time. Also, I have a partner who won't do that, so I have to make sure that his is cooked through.
Yes.
Which I usually just take mine off early.
I don't want pink in my burger for two reasons. I don't like the texture of ground meat. And if you leave it too rare, it's just basically like you were eating ground meat. I also don't like the texture of tartare.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. Isn't tartare
just ground meat?
It is. Yeah. Well, they usually take steak and like chop it up.
Oh, you know. I just put it in a food processor.
Yeah. They don't put it in a grinder usually.
Yeah.
But so I don't like that texture. And I also don't find, I'm okay with it if it's like a steak and it's a filet, and I still want like medium. I don't really like medium rare. Like, I'm okay with medium, but I'll do medium rare, but I would prefer that texture when you get to that rare. Just I don't enjoy.
I see.
As much.
I do.
So, yeah. So, and a burger especially, smash the fuck out of it.
No.
Like, I want all the crispies and thin, and I want to stack two or three of them on top of each other, and I want melted cheese in between them.
You're having to put that much cheese in because the meat, you've pushed all the flavor out of the meat.
I like it with the cheese. I like the flavor of the cheese.
That's fine. You're allowed. You're allowed to like it.
Good.
I'm not telling you that you can't have those. I'm just saying.
I know. You're one of those people. You would literally we should just take you out into a field with a knife and a fork. I have cows right across the street from where
I don't want to do that. The cow, it would hurt the cow. I don't want the cow turning around looking at me going like, what the fuck are you doing?
And we could put it to sleep or, you know, like wait until they're asleep, tip them. Because apparently that's something you do that I have never done. I wonder if kids still do that.
Tipping culture is out of control, Adam.
I wonder if that's still a thing. Even cows
are wanting tips now. This is some bullshit.
When I was growing up, there was nothing that I have not said on this show. But I keep thinking, I know I've already talked about this. But when I was growing up,
recording stopped.
They used to boys, teenagers, would go out at night and tip cows.
Yeah.
I've never done this.
Yeah.
How is that fun? And first of all, it seems dangerous.
It is.
Because, I mean, cows are big.
They're big. They weigh 1,800, 2,000 pounds. They'll kick you.
Cows are going to cow.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't want anything to do with them. My mom thinks cows are cute, but.
Some cows are.
Actually, the ones, we've talked about this, I know, but the ones with the long hair.
Mm-hmm.
That you see pictures, you see artwork of these cows all over the place nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They are attractive cows. I mean, they're cute.
Like fuckable or just
No. No animal is fuckable. But if a cow was cute, those cows are cute. We have some longhorns in one of the fields, and those are the biggest. They have the biggest horns.
Oh yeah, didn't you see them on the safari ride at Animal Kingdom, the Watusi cattle with the
maybe. We have some. I don't need to go on the safari. We right across the if I go to the pool, there's a field behind the pool where these
long
horns
I know, but
are.
I know you went on the safari when you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big long horns.
So I didn't do to the water what I should have done to the water. I didn't put citrus in this water. So now when I put it in the ice maker, it tastes very chlorinated. You know what I'm saying?
Do you make your ice in ice trays?
No, I make, I have a desk, you know, a countertop ice maker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have one. I have never used it.
I like ice. I like ice in our refrigerator. I love every single thing about our refrigerator except for the fact that it doesn't make enough ice. And if you go on the message boards for that refrigerator, it's like that's everyone's complaint. And it's like that it just doesn't make ice very fast. It's
the ice in my refrigerator sticks together. Yeah. It's just like a clump.
Yeah, this ice is great when it comes out, but it takes a really long time to fucking make ice. So I have this ice maker because I like to put ice in my drinks. And so we both work at home. And so with the two of us, like constantly taking out ice for iced coffee and iced drinks and stuff like that. So this is just a...
Auntie Scott, was that when I joined and Auntie Scott was telling you, or was that on the podcast? At some point you were talking.
Yes, it was. It was on the Auntie Scott episode.
Yeah, because because he was recommending that you leave it out.
Yeah, I did that.
So that the chlorine evaporates.
I did that.
Mark does that. I know that that's a thing because Mark does that with the water he uses to water his plants.
Oh.
So he leaves a bucket of water in the guest bathtub so that the chlorine will evaporate before he uses it to water. I didn't realize chlorine was bad for plants.
I mean, doesn't it kill bacteria, and don't plants need bacteria? So
I don't know. I don't know what plants need.
But do you know what they want? I don't know what they need, but I know what they want.
Not sure. I'm not sure. I can say that now that we have a watering system, our flowers in the summer are great.
Awesome.
They grow really big, lots of flowering. Nice. Don't have to worry about them. So.
All right, I need to go because I have to get up and mow the yard tomorrow before it gets late. And it takes me 2 hours to mow this fucking yard.
Yeah, that's about how long it takes me to mow my yard.
So I have been chastised for just hanging up in the chat room. I'm supposed to recognize everyone in the chat room before I hang up.
Buenas noches, chat room.
Auntie Scott, Lamont Cranston, Crone, if you're still listening, Mr. Mike, you've gone to work, but
he went to work. He's either
everyone who was here.
He's either like the overnight person at a morgue, or he's a security guard at a museum.
I'm gonna say goodnight to them. Goodnight.
Goodnight, chat room.